All right. Well, this is my hardest message of the year every time, because how do you follow up that cuteness? Can we give the kids another big round of applause for a fantastic job? And I'd like to say a great job to Elizabeth Beach, as usual, for directing the kids. I just wish she would show some emotion once in a while. But besides that, you know, I read a story about Jesus being lost and his parents didn't know where he was, and that was when he was 12. But apparently it happens when he's 2 also. So that's the first time I've seen that. So I wanted to just read the passage that they displayed for you up here from Matthew chapter 2. And then you heard them mention the prophet Isaiah, and they quoted from Isaiah and his prophecy about the birth of Christ. I'm going to talk about that next Sunday. So I want to invite you all to come back next Sunday, and we'll learn about that one as well. But today they showed you the story of the wise women coming to visit the new king. And Matthew writes about that in Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." My first thing I want to encourage you today is that during this Christmas season, seek him. You may have seen signs around at Christmas time that say, "Wise men still seek him," or "Wise women still seek him." This is a great time for you to consider, what are you looking for in life? What are you pursuing? If you are pursuing anything other than Jesus Christ during Christmas, I want to urge you to rearrange that and let him be the first thing that you seek after. The Bible says, "You will seek me and find me if you search for me with all your heart." I want to urge you to do that this Christmas season. Matthew went on to say, "When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet Micah, in fact, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" So not only do I want to encourage you to seek him, I want to encourage you to study him. These wise men came because they knew, because of what they had heard or read in the scriptures, that this star would be the symbol of the new king being born in Bethlehem. And that's why they came, because they had apparently heard or studied. These were very wise men. I want to urge you not only to seek Jesus, but to study him, to let him be what not only what you pursue, but what you want to learn about most importantly in life. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." And we know Herod was being pretty deceptive during that time, wasn't he? Yes, he was. And you did a great job of portraying that, which makes me a little bit concerned. But besides that, after listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose was before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. So not only should we seek him and study him, we should rejoice in him. This ought to be a time where we find great joy. Jesus Christ is the most joyous thing that we could possibly consider. So I want to urge you during this Christmas time, allow it to be a time where you find joy in the Lord Jesus. Rejoice in him. And then the last two verses. "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." So seek him. Study him, rejoice in him, and lastly, worship him. The wise men had the right idea when they found the child, he was worthy of being worshiped. And so I want to ask you today, is he being worshiped by you? Is he being worshiped in your home? Let him be what Christmas is truly all about, the worship of him and the bringing of gifts to him. We have a nativity set in our yard that I purchased years ago, and the idea was to buy the set a little bit at a time, and that was back before you would buy things off of Amazon, so I was dependent on going to the store to find these things. And 2 years in a row, I found pieces for this light-up nativity set. The third year, they were no longer selling it. So I was stuck with only what I had bought the first 2 years, and that was Joseph and Mary and Jesus. That's the important part. And then I also had three wise men. Over the years, each of the wise men has had problems with the light bulb contraption inside of them. And so each year, one wise man after another has died. And two, I have wise men sitting out there, they're dim bulbs. But the Mary and Joseph and Jesus would light up. Last year, Joseph started to turn off and on and off and on. One of my kids, and that's kind of typical for a man, one of my kids... had to pat him on the back and he would turn back on. And then we'd leave and then he'd come home and then pat him on the back and he'd turn back on. And that's kind of what we need, right, men? We need a little bit of that. And we'll... By the end of Christmas last year, it was only Mary and Jesus that were lit up. And Mary was very bright and so she kind of lit up the whole scene. Well, this year, when I first set it up, Mary was still lighting up and now she too has turned into a dim bulb. And so I haven't had a lot of time to work on fixing them yet, so right now we have baby Jesus, and he's lit up, and the others are around him, and they are dark. And every time I drive up to my house, I think, you can't see that set very well. I should probably work on that. But as I'm walking up the driveway and heading to my front door, it strikes me. It's actually appropriate that the only thing that's lit up in that scene is Jesus. Jesus is the meaning of Christmas. He is the center of our universe. I want to urge you to remember that and make him really the center of your world because he is the light of the world. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Thank you that you are the light of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can see your light shining through these kids today. Thank you for the way that they showed the joy that is about Christmas, about you. Lord, I pray that each of us would consider during these next couple of weeks the importance of seeking after you with all of our hearts, of studying you and reading your Bible and learning more about you, of worshiping you. Lord, would you allow us to remember those things during this Christmas time? We pray that you would be the center of all of our lives and the center of all of our Christmases. Bless these children today for the great presentation they made for us. We give you all the praise in Christ's name. Amen.